Well, nothing gets the pulse of a journo pumping quite like the receipt of a hot document from an anonymous source. Now, we received one ourselves late last week. It's been the subject of coverage elsewhere too. It's a document dated 23rd of the 3rd of this year, written by the Speaker of the House, the former Speaker of the House, Vincent Tarsia, and also the Environment Minister, David Spears, MP, under the fairly bland headline, Changes to Pairs. Now, it was also sent to Nick Harmson, great journo at the ABC, and also Matt Smith, who does a great job covering politics for the Advertiser. And I think it was sent to In Daily as well. I think it looks like Tom Richardson there, who covers the state beat for In Daily. He got a copy too. We opened our mail on Friday, and voila, the exact same document has been provided anonymously to us. Now, if you wanted to get all sort of hysterical about it, you could beat it up and say, this story reveals the Liberal Party's blueprint for re-election at the 2022 election. Well, it kind of does, insofar as it lists the key marginal seats that the Libs are going to be focusing on holding, remembering too that with the boundary redistribution, things have become tighter for the Libs. There's a number of seats now that are much more marginal. Some of them are even nominal Labor seats. And it shows how the party has made a decision to reallocate resources from safe electorates to less safe electorates in order to defend them by amping up the amount of promotional material that sitting members can sit out. Now, there's nothing particularly earth-shattering about the fact that, you know, a government tries to hang on to marginal seats in order to retain power. The thing that is interesting is the fact that we have the document at all. Now, what it shows is, and as I said, the document's dated March of this year. What it shows, though, is that in the past 4 weeks, and clearly the backdrop to this is the ructions that have been caused by the forced resignation of three ministers and also the upper house president and all of the corresponding factional tensions that that has flushed out. Stephen Marshall makes quite validly a lot of the fact that in the time that he has been the leader of the Liberal Party and Premier, things have been quiet factionally. Well, the fact that in the last week or so, someone or a group of people in the Liberal Party started going through their desk drawers to find potentially damaging documents, including this one, to post out to their friends in the media, suggests that there is clearly a degree of discontent. And if we and Nick Harmison and Tom Richardson and Matt Smith and Dan Wills and everyone else is starting to get all sorts of goodies popping up in the mail, it doesn't augur well for party stability over the coming months and years leading up to the 2022 election.